So we've come to the time of sharing. We've broken the ground, we've tilled the soil, we've planted the seeds, we've tended the garden, we've harvested, and now we're sharing our harvest. Amazing. In just 6 weeks, 5 weeks, we've gotten to this point. Isn't sharing hard? Can't you remember when you were a little child at some point and your mother said or your father said, "Share!" And you just didn't want to share. I can remember those times. You know, I'd be given something really, really special, and I'd have people there with me, friends, like for a birthday party or something, and my mom would say, "Aren't you going to share?" Or we have a cake auction, and someone purchases a coconut cake and gets given away, and I have been the recipient of some of those giveaways. Do I take the whole cake home? Obviously, I don't need it. Or do I share it? Sharing can be hard. So in a little bit, we're going to explore what sharing is. But I want to move us back now from thinking about sharing as hard to what Paul was doing with the people of Corinth. You see, they had to share. The people of Corinth had to share with the people of Jerusalem. This was one of those special offerings that they had offering envelopes in their bulletins. And the special offering was for the widows in Jerusalem. And Paul was reminding the people of Corinth that they were very good and generous people. And they needed to give to the widows who were far, far away in Jerusalem. And that's when he gets to his point. The point is that one who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. But I want us to hear that whole text once again through what is now the common English Bible translation. Just listen to these words told a little bit differently. "What I mean is this: the one who sows a small number of seeds will also reap a small crop. The one who sows a generous amount of seeds will also reap a generous crop. Everyone should give whatever they have decided in their heart. They shouldn't give with hesitation or because of pressure. God loves a cheerful giver. God has the power to provide you with more than enough of every kind of grace. That way, you will have everything you need always and in everything to provide more than enough for every kind of good work. As it is written, he scattered everywhere. He gave to the needy. His righteousness remains forever. The one who supplies seed for planting and bread for eating will supply and multiply your seed and will increase your crop, which is righteousness. You will be made rich in every way." So that, the bishop's favorite words. You have to pay attention when you hear "so that." So that you can be generous in every way. Such generosity produces thanksgiving to God through us. Your ministry of this service to God's people isn't only fully meeting their needs, but it is also multiplying in many expressions the thanksgiving to God. The sharing of what we have received is a blessing to God. It does not only transform the lives of those we share with, but it gives God glory. So what is sharing? Is sharing about giving the things that we have? Is sharing about only material things? What is sharing? What is it that we have to share with this community about the love of God? One of my favorite hymns, I don't know if it's one of yours, is "Blessed Assurance." And I get really excited in the chorus. And I have to be very careful because I know that some people have vertigo. And I just want to jump and move and do everything. When I get to, "This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long." Because when I think about what is sharing, our stories have huge impacts on the lives of those around us. When we make a relationship with someone and we can be vulnerable enough to tell our story, then they can hear God's transforming love within us and maybe hear how God sees them, sees us as valuable people. I have told different pieces of my story, but I do remember and remember distinctly that I was headed down a path that did not include Leo. I know I was headed down a path that was clear destruction because I was going to live in California. I liked California at the time. But when God came into my heart, into my life, into that apartment in Havelock, North Carolina, that transforming work of God's love began. And I wouldn't have the life I have today. I wouldn't have the husband I have today. I wouldn't be able to tell you the wondrous things that God has done for us. I know I wouldn't be who I am. And I worry sometimes where I would have been. Because it was a very downward spiral journey that I was on. But that's my story. And when I think about the lives that God has placed before me, the people like you, and even people like our young people who come into my life and show me God's love through their actions. That's their story, but it impacts my story. It keeps me strong. It keeps me centered in faith. You know, keeps me able to worship to the Lord. What is sharing if we're not sharing our story? But it's not always, some of us can't do that. Some of us can't tell our story. Some of us can't even write our stories, but we live them. Think about the people who live their story, who impact your life because of how they live. And each day that you encounter them, you see Christ in them, so that you are a better person by that encounter. What is sharing? Is it always hard? Or is sometimes sharing the best thing in the world that we do? When I told Donald Rose about what this whole series was going to be, she got so excited to be able to share gardening with children, to be able to tell in her way the story of God's salvation through a seed. Sharing stories also means doing things. It also means getting dirty. Getting dirty in our own lives and in the lives of others. When I think about the bishop and her call for this year to be the call of generosity, the call of giving, and I had picked this passage when Donald Rose and I were talking about, well, what are you going to preach on that Sunday? And then it suddenly dawned on me, this was the bishop's passage for this year, the passage about giving and generosity. And when I think about gardens and all that comes out of them, and I think about the time when Reuben and Natalie grew their first garden, when Reuben grew his first garden here, and all of those tomatoes and zucchinis, and he filled our fellowship hall with food that he wanted to share. He wanted to share so that it would be used, it would be consumed, it would be enjoyed. It didn't matter whether we could go to the grocery store and afford to buy it. He shared it with us. What is it that we hold on to and don't share as a body of Christ? And how could lives be transformed if we shared? And sometimes it's individually. God puts a mission, like on Tim Smith's heart, to do a community garden. It might not be Plank Chapel's mission, but Tim wants to share from the ground to the table. When I think about Kay House, who's not here, and her mission, her sharing of time and gathering at Senior Circle, that's her mission, her sharing. And her sharing has touched lives. But at one point, we have to ask, what can we as a corporate body share with this community? What is it that we are holding on to? And then maybe even the question, Why are we holding on to it? Because when we share, there are parts of my story I'm still not sharing because it makes me vulnerable. When I share that level of brokenness, I open myself up not only to God's beautiful transforming light, but to human critical eyes. Sharing means we have to be vulnerable. And sometimes being vulnerable means we expose ourselves and expose places where we can be hurt. What is sharing? Currently, on social media, what is being shared is hate, fear, and anger, and intolerance. What is sharing? Is it sharing a voice that says something different? You know, God has, right here, this is a beautiful garden of God. And all of us have different gifts and graces. We're all basically different fruit. So, are we sharing those gifts, those graces, that fruit with those God has called us to? And I know for some of you, the answer is a definite yes. I know for others, you're still kind of searching. Where is it? Where am I called to be? And I keep asking myself that question. Where am I called to serve? How am I called to be a servant of God here in this place? How am I called to help us see who we are? What is sharing? I've asked the question a few times, and you're not used to this, but I'll offer a space for a response. Can you tell me what is sharing?
Love.
What is sharing? Friendship. The giving of yourself and your time. Think about your baptismal vows and the baptismal vows we make with the children. What will we give? Our treasure, our time, our service, and our witness. The scripture tells us to do it with a generous, open, willing heart. In some of those places we might give well, and in other places, not so well. What is sharing? Next week, we move from sharing to the last phase of our gardening, to that time when we turn the soil under, when the things we didn't share, those living things, end up going deep into the soil and rotting. And we'll talk about what that means. Next Sunday, we won't start in here, though those who do not want to process in, you may start in here. The choir will be in here, but we're going to do what we did last year. We're going to start in the fellowship hall, and we're going to process in and proclaim the King has arrived. And then we'll move through the gift of that wonderful palms into the passion, into that time when God himself dies on the cross for us. That God shared in our humanness, shared because God loves us. So this week, take some time while I am in Stella with Leo working on a home. Take some time to think what it means for you to share and what it is that God is calling you to share. And lastly, what is God calling us as the body of Christ to share? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.